Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
CBB.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will and trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
That would be us. Yes, thank you. Welcome to the great and beautiful, gorgeous city of Manhattan. Every Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough. We are glad to come your way. Tonight, we are in 7 additional markets than we normally would be. And I want to say a big thank you to our television partner, because they are the ones that have lit up the airwaves and gotten us in front of nearly 4 million more households tonight than where we normally would be seen. We are in great cities like Orlando, Florida, Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. We are in Jacksonville, Florida, Birmingham, Alabama. I think that's our first radio or television affiliate in that market. And then we're in 3 towns in Minnesota tonight, none of which I had heard of. Well, Jackson. There's a Jackson in every state, though. And then there's a couple of other smaller towns that we're in. But altogether, about 4 million households that are getting the Biz TV signal tonight and can access the broadcast via their over-the-air television. It's very unusual to have a TV show that is now syndicated in market-to-market over the air. You can also get it, by the way, online. Biz Television, you can go to biztv.com and you can see the ways you can watch. They have a channel on Ustream. There's also a couple of other streaming options that they give for you. You want to watch the broadcast, you can go directly to baldwinmccullough.com and join us there as well. That's the super easiest way to do it. But Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us tonight. Now, Stephen Baldwin, just getting back from Jordan, he's been shooting a documentary there with King Abdullah. And he is, I think, departing the plane even now as we speak. And so there's going to be a little bit of a jet lag issue with him. So he's not going to be with us tonight. But that's okay. We got a lot to talk about. And in our flagship market in New York City, the big, big sold-out soccer game at Yankee Stadium is still going on. And that's being carried by our flagship radio station. So that audience is not with us yet. So I'm thinking about chatting up a different topic just for those of you that have started out this broadcast with us by way of television and radio and the other rest of the country, because there was this very interesting story that came across this week that had to do with the legislature in the state of Texas deciding to legalize the right for college kids to open carry their guns on campus. When I explained that, well, when the news broke and came across the newswire, some of my very good friends that happen to be quite young and some of them quite liberal compared to where yours truly sits, they immediately came running back to my studio. Kevin, those Texans have gone nuts. What's wrong with them? And I said, well, why do you say that? And they said, well, look, the state legislature just approved this idea that students can now carry guns on campus. Can you imagine all the mayhem that's going to be there? And I actually said, you know, I don't think that there's going to be mayhem there. I actually think that there's going to be a greater degree of safety on those campuses than in most of the other issues that college campuses are facing right now. And I was blown away that they didn't believe me on that. No. Well, one of them went to the University of Maryland. Look, dude, when I was at the University of Maryland, you got to understand, man, drunk kids with guns. That's a bad combination. Is this going to be bad all the way around? I said, yeah, but the fact that everybody will be armed, or everyone that has, you know, appropriate measures has the potential to be armed, there's going to be a natural disinclination for people to do bad things from the get-go, not just with guns, in general. I was talking with the lovely bride about it this morning over breakfast, and she said, yeah. She said, can you imagine in this day and age when you have the rape culture that everybody's talking about on campuses, everybody's talking about how the rape culture is, you know, just pervasive and all these colleges and boys are accused left and right. She said, imagine if a girl really feels that way and she's just able to put a 22, loaded 22 in her little purse. She carried in a little tiny purse that she takes with her. You can put those little tiny 22s in there pretty, like, they'll fit in pretty small, tight places. But imagine a guy tries to have his way. Excuse me, you need to stop. I think that puts an end to it. I'm wondering if those of you in Texas and some of the other places across the country that are familiar with this story have an opinion on this before we get to our main topic tonight after our New York market joins us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Should college kids be allowed to open carry their guns on campus? The state of Texas has now given the universities in that state permission to do so. They've said, you know what? It's totally okay and safe with you to be able to do it. What do you think? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. So we'll run with that. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have? The other thing that we're going to get to before the night's over is this idea that Sharia law is in some way not a problem in the United States. Now, there are people that are arguing that it, in fact, is a problem. Pamela Geller nearly lost her life over saying that she believes that it actually is a problem. But there are some that are arguing that it's not a problem, that there shouldn't be any worry about the thing that I said on Fox News this week, a thing called Sharia creep coming along, because it's not going to be an issue. Now, I want to know from your perspective, 888-340-3373, when we get to that topic, do you believe them? Do you believe them? And guys, for some reason, Biz TV is not airing tonight's broadcast. Can we get on the horn and find out right away as to why that's not the case? Because I don't want to talk to a wall tonight. But those of you listening by radio, the phone lines are open. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. So the phone lines are open. We're ready to take your call. The state of Texas issuing permission for college campuses to have students carry guns, and we're wondering, you know, your thoughts on why or why not that may or may not be good. I think it's an automatic crime reducer. I think it's a no-brainer. I think you've immediately got a lower crime rate on those campuses next year. In fact, I went so far as to tell some of them, look, I'm willing to wager that when we do see this go into effect, that 1 year from when it begins, the state of Texas's college campuses will average a crime rate that is probably 30 to 40% lower than it was a year ago, and probably close to 50 to 60% lower of violent crimes than most college campuses across the country. I was told I'm a complete idiot for thinking that. Do you agree with the people that called me a complete idiot? Or do you agree with me? Or are you somewhere in the middle? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. What else do we have go on this week? There's a lot that we could delve into before the broadcast is over. But the Sharia law topic is going to be something that I really do honestly believe is going to, I don't know, it should give us pause to consider. because one of the things that they held this event down in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday, and it was pretty late. It was about this time, actually, when it was getting started, and we're on the East Coast. It's a little after 9 o'clock. It was about this time when it got underway last night, and they ended up having more than 500 people show up, roughly half protesting, saying that Sharia law has no place in America. The other half protesting, saying you guys are a bunch of bigots because you're picking on Sharia law. And you know what? Not one person got arrested. Not one act of violence took place. By the way, the anti-Sharia crowd told everybody, show up armed. Bring your guns. Bring and exercise your Second Amendment right. Because without doing that, if something does go bad, it may get really bad. Turned out not a single shot was fired, not a single problem, and the police seemed to have it well in hand. I'd like to export the Phoenix police to maybe, I don't know, Ferguson, Missouri, or Baltimore. Anyway, we could talk about much more of that if we wished. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm Calvin.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough with you tonight. Stephen's just getting back. Stephen Baldwin is the Baldwin brother that is normally here with us on the broadcast, and he's just getting back from a documentary film shoot in Jordan where he's going to be talking about the refugee crisis there that deals with the kids in particular that are being hurt by the radical jihadis that are doing what they're doing via ISIS in the Middle East, and the refugees that are being created because people in Iraq and Syria and other places, if they happen to not hold to the same religion as the ISIS guys, are being told to leave, convert, or be killed. And so there's an immense number of problems in these areas. And so he's been shooting a documentary documenting some of this. And the King of Jordan has invited him to do this in his country. And so we're very grateful for that. But we look forward to Stephen being back here on the broadcast. But we're talking about, at least to get started tonight, this idea that you have the state of Texas, the legislature in the state of Texas, saying that the students and the kids in the state can now open carry on the university campuses within their state. And I don't know, maybe it's being a native Texan myself. I now live and work out of the New York City area, but being a native Texan myself, I kind of get what they're doing. They're just looking out for the kids. They want to lower the crime rates on the college campuses. There are people that are violently disagreeing with this. Not to mention many of my more progressive friends have said, are you nuts? You give drunk kids guns and watch what happens. These campuses are going to have, old Western shootouts. People are just going to be littering the streets from the numbers of people dead. You know, people said the same thing when the state of Texas decided to become an open carry state, and it didn't happen. In fact, what happened pretty much overnight was the crime rates, the violent crime rates in the state of Texas went way, way down. So I'm curious if you believe, wherever you're living, that this would be a good idea, good policy to adopt nationwide. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. Let's go to line one. Debbie is calling from Darrozette, Texas. Debbie, did I say the name of your town correctly?
I think so. It kind of cut out. It's Darrozette.
Darrozette, okay. And I'm a native Fort Worthian, but I've never heard of that town. Where is it located?
It is about 2.5 hours northeast of Amarillo, almost in Oklahoma.
Okay, wow, that's pretty far.
As a matter of fact, I'm in Kansas right now. I just went to Walmart, and I'm driving home, so I'm going to go through Oklahoma and then back to Texas.
Oh, excellent. Well, you're listening to us on AM 1270 up there. So anyway, your thoughts on what your state passed.
Well, I'm ecstatic. I didn't even know about it till just a second, so I'm ecstatic about it. But with you being a native Texan, you understand the culture as much as I do, that there's a lot of people hunt, a lot of people shoot, understand guns, respect guns, and, and it's acceptable. Now, the only thing that I have a little hesitation about is, like, if you had, like, in Chicago, I'm not picking on Chicago, but I mean, a really large metropolitan area, that might be a totally different story, on the east.
Well, some of the campuses,
I get a little confused.
Some of the campuses in Texas are as big as an average city. I mean, you've got, you got like Texas A&M and University of Texas,
uh-huh.
And some of those campuses have as much of a population on the campus as some of the towns around them. So it's not, I don't know that the density of population makes a difference. Why do you
well,
say
I'm
somewhere west
that.
Or Midwest?
I'm saying more that the Texans just—it's just a gun culture here. You know, we are. I started hunting when I was really young. You know, and most of us did.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
But there's one college, I wanted to bring this up, Sol Ross State University down in Alpine, Texas, where you can bring your gun to the college. It's not open carry, but you can bring your gun, you check it in with the campus police, they lock it and they're safe, and then when you're ready to go hunting or need your gun, you go check it out.
Yeah.
Been going on.
I love the idea, and I love the idea that you can do it now on demand, because I said this the day that the Virginia Tech shooting took place. If they had had mm-hmm. students that were armed, that guy would not have killed as many people as he did.
Well, and I think even open carry itself is a deterrent, just a visual deterrent, because, you know, look at Arizona. They're open carry. And the first time I saw someone in a grocery store with a gun on his hip, and I didn't know they were open carry at the time, I freaked out. And it's the visual is stunning, you know, to see somebody with a gun.
Yeah.
I think that would help just in itself.
Well, I would like to make the policy that your state, my home state, passed this week. I'd love, Debbie, to see it become the law of the land all over. But we are in the minority. There are people that think we're nuts for thinking that. Thank you for your call, and have a safe trip back home.
If they take a course, which most states require anyway, that they take a gun safety course and pass it and, you know, that kind of thing, I think that should be a requirement.
All right. Good enough. Deb, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to line three. James is calling from Perpin, Oklahoma. James, where is Perpin, Oklahoma?
I'm just a little bit northwest of where Debbie was from. It's not too far away. It's in the Oklahoma Panhandle.
Okay, and you're listening on...
from the Oklahoma.
And you're listening on AM 1270?
1270 AM.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What's,
and,
do you know? Do you know the
from this area? Say that again, sir.
Do you know the call letters of that that station by any chance?
Yeah, KFCDAN.
Okay, excellent. So, what's your
KFCDAN and out of Liberal, Kansas?
Gotcha.
There's not too many people around here that are not armed, and my dilemma with the open carry on the college campus is the maturity of the people there, that, you know, you're going anywhere from 18 to who knows into higher education. And, you know, when I was younger, you know, I'm 42, and, you know, I was, you know, carrying at 18, and it just seems like the maturity level has went down. And when you bring that into play, that you're having a bunch of, you know, people that aren't quite mature, you know, just having an okay corral type deal.
Well, see,
but
that's...
I do agree with it.
That's what a lot of my more liberal friends here in New York said. You're going to have drunk kids that are going to be out of control, and you're going to have chaos. And I tend to think the opposite. I tend to think the fear of tripwiring something that they don't want to respond to is going to provide more caution. I think the violent crime on the college campuses in Texas is going to be much lower a year after they implement it than it is now. You're afraid it won't be.
I'm afraid it won't be, and I am extreme far right, and maybe it's the, you know, that.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see which one of us has the right idea a year from now.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All right, and if you're just joining us New York City, thank you for joining us. It is Baldwin McCullough Live. We are joined in progress in our flagship market because of a big soccer game that was going on at Yankee Stadium tonight, and that was being carried on our flagship station. But glad that you're with us now. Kevin McCullough in. Stephen is on the road. He hopefully will be back soon. He's still shooting a documentary related to the refugee crisis in the Middle East in Jordan with King Abdullah. And
So we wish him well on that endeavor. We are talking in these first few minutes. We've been talking about this story that broke this week. One of my sales guys in the office came running back to my studio. Kev, what is wrong with Texans? I got to know what's going through their head. How can they pass this lunatic law? I said, what's the law? He explained very simply. It's the legislature has passed a law allowing open carry guns on campus, on every university campus in the state of Texas. And it didn't matter what I said to him. This was somehow in my friend Jim's mind, just an impossibly dangerous situation that is only going to end in really bad things. It's going to end in somebody's death. Somebody's going to die because kids are carrying open carry guns on campus. And we now welcome the Biz TV audience. You were having some technical problems there. The National Biz TV audience has now joined us as well, so we welcome them to the broadcast. And now we have almost everybody's on the broadcast tonight. Thanks for being here, and thanks for the guys that were working to get it fixed and got it cared for. Okay, so we kind of do a reset to the show, because if you're just in New York or just on Biz TV, you just got here. The state of Texas passed this law this last week where they're going to allow the universities in the state of Texas to open carry guns on campus. Students, open carry guns on campus. Many of my more left-leaning friends are very worried about this. How can you have guns? I think it has to do with this. I think there's a certain degree of fear of guns themselves. I think people are afraid of the inanimate object that a gun is. I think they're like, oh, that's a gun. It's dangerous by itself. I don't share that opinion. I don't think guns can do anything by themselves. I think someone holding a gun can do something good or bad, but I don't think that the gun itself has any power to jump up and shoot someone. Now, in this discussion, obviously the state legislature in the state of Texas thought about this. But they passed a bill this last week that's going to become law where students are going to be allowed to openly carry their guns to and from class, anywhere on campus. They're going to be allowed to have them. They're going to be allowed to let people see that they have them. And I'm curious as to whether or not you side with my friends who think this is a maniacal idea, that this is really loony, that something's wrong here. Or do you share my opinion, and this is what I told my friend, I believe the violent crime stats on the campuses in the state of Texas this time next year are going to be lower significantly, 30-40% lower in every category than they are now. And I think they will have the lowest violent crime rate of any state for their university campuses overall. I actually believe if the Virginia Tech campus had this law in place, the guy that killed all those students wouldn't have killed nearly as many. I think, I honestly think that he would have died earlier and that you would not have had as many kids die. Am I wrong? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, we're taking your calls on that through the top of the hour. And then after we get past the top of the hour, I want to talk to you about this idea of something that I said on Fox News this week, a little term I kind of coined called Sharia creep. I was actually scolded by my left-leaning counterpart on America's Newsroom. He actually tried to shame me at the end of the interview, telling me, you're not doing much good for your side by using that word. I'll tell you more about that at the top of the hour as well. Anyway, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us on this Saturday night. The phone number is 888-340-3373. Should college campuses be places where kids are allowed to open carry firearms? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We'll take your calls now on Baldwin McCullough Live, coast to coast on Biz TV and great radio stations like the one you're listening to. Stay with us.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
YouBelieve.com.
So glad you're with us every Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. And the first hour topic tonight, we're talking about the issue of this new law that's been passed in the state of Texas. The legislature has given students, and this was largely done at students' request. Students wanted the right to protect themselves. And I actually think that they should be given that right. If you're a law-abiding student, you don't have a record, you've always acted responsibly. You get qualified and licensed as a gun owner in the state of Texas. I think you should have the right to carry your gun anywhere you want to. I actually believe if you're a responsible citizen, you get licensed, you should have the right to carry your gun anywhere you wish. If you're responsible and you're licensed, that's probably your best form of self-defense, period. Oftentimes, when you need the police in a minute, they're about 10 away. And that's been seen over and over again. I think this is a good thing. And I think that particularly for young women on the college campuses of the state of Texas, I think that there's going to be a vast improvement to the quality of courtship down there next year. You watch. My prediction is all kinds of violent crimes are going to be so much fewer in number that this will get the attention of many other states. But I want to know if you think it's a good idea or a bad idea. A lot of my left-leaning friends here think it's a crazy idea. They don't understand what responsible gun owners look like. They've never seen one. In the states where they live around here, they're not allowed to own them. Let's go to the telephones. By the way, the phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Danny's in Tampa. Hey, Danny.
Good evening, Kevin. First of all, I'd like to, before I say about the guns, I'd like to say about a month ago, your caller Gino caught up and called me a nitwit when you were talking about Pamela Geller. And I'd like to say that Gino is just a blowhard, and I would love to see him tell me that to my face. Now, it'd be no problem. No problem whatsoever. I disagree with you about the guns. I guess I'm left-leaning. I think that's a recipe for disaster. They're going to do that here in Florida.
Why?
And let's talk about exams. Let's talk about stress. Let's talk about drinking. And I predict that there will be some shootings among students. That's my prediction. It's the opposite of yours. And if there is a shooter, like Virginia Tech, that comes in to shoot up the school, and let's say the cops get there, they don't know. They'll see somebody with a gun, and if it's a, quote, good guy with a gun, they don't know if he's part of a good guy or a bad guy.
Danny, let me explain to you why that won't work. Because if there's someone coming in that's going to shoot, like the student at Virginia Tech who wasn't even supposed to have guns, and yet he had a whole arsenal, that student's going to be dead before the cops get there. By the time the cops get there, the perpetrator will already be put down, and everybody will be standing around looking at him. And when the cops get there, they'll say, "What happened here?" And they'll say, "That guy was about to shoot everybody, and we took him out." And the whole place will go up in applause.
Well, I think that there might be some shooting in the crisscrossing, and the crisscross will be some innocent people being shot.
All right. Well, a year from now, we'll see if you're right or I'm right. But I know I'm going to be.
All right, Kevin.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, though. Yeah, he's kind of silly coming on and trying to pick a fight with Gino. Gino's going to eat him for lunch sometime before we're done tonight. Danny, of all the people on the broadcast to pick on, don't pick on Gino. Gino's going to have you for dinner. He's going to put you some salt, lather some ketchup, just go for it. Okay. So in the next hour, one of the things we're going to talk about is my appearance on Fox on Friday. I was with Martha McCallum and the America's Newsroom Morning Show. We actually debated this issue of Sharia law, and we talked about the Draw Muhammad contest that took place last night in Phoenix. Now, it got started at 6:15 local time, which is about now. It was going on about now, last 24 hours ago. When they had 500 or so people show up, this was a bigger turnout than the Pamela Geller event in Garland, Texas, where the two jihadists showed up to try to kill everybody. Of course, they themselves lost their lives. Why? Because there's a lot of gun owners in Texas, and you don't try violent crime in Texas, because when you do, you die. That's the lesson of that rule. This is why I think it's going to work on the college campuses. Bad guys show up with guns, they're going to die. How do you beat bad guys with guns? Having a lot more good people with guns. That's the way you beat bad guys with guns. And bad guys will always get guns. Because they don't obey the law. That's how they get the guns. You know? So the only way you beat bad guys with guns is have a greater number of people who are good guys that have guns. 888-340-3373. But one of the interesting controversies of last night that was going on with the Draw Muhammad contest in Phoenix was the organizer, who's a former Marine, had had encouraged people to bring their guns with them. Seeing what had happened at the Draw Muhammad contest in Texas, he said it would be wise for us to be armed in case somebody shows up to do us in. And strangely enough, they had the contest right on the outside boundaries of the property where this Islamic community center is. And by the way, this was the Islamic community center where the two jihadists that tried to kill Pamela Geller a month ago, quote, worshipped at. I don't know what Muslims worship, to be candid with you. I don't know what they call worship. I don't know who you're praying to. What are you praying for? Let us kill everyone who doesn't agree with you. Allah Akbar. Yeah, you know, that thing. I don't know. Is that worship? It doesn't seem like it to me. It's not my cup of tea, though. But these guys belong to this mosque. So the Marine and the people that were organizing it said, you know, we're going to have another Draw Muhammad contest. We're going to do it right on the outside of the property because we're not going to let it go. When I was asked, not let what go? I used a term on Fox called Sharia creep. And I believe that it's real. And I'm going to try to explain to you why I believe it's real in the next segment. But I believe that it's something that we need to push back against. And I mean push back significantly. My phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But in this hour, we're discussing the new Texas law that is allowing students to openly carry their weapons on campus. So funny. I just know that if Darren and Alex and Jim are listening tonight, my buddies from the office, there's just literally like green goo oozing out of their ears because of the amount of heat that's going off in their brain right now. They think I'm nuts for this. I think it's a great law. I think this is going to save lives. I think a lot fewer women are going to be harassed in a sexual context on the campuses next year in the state of Texas. But we'll see. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good
news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. During the break, our TV director comes in, Mr. Riccio, and he says, Mr. Riccio. Did I say it right? It's Riccio. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's an Italian thing, don't worry. Anyway, so he comes in and goes, Kev, I think I found the perfect clip. This is what you've been saying all hour. Take a look. This is from Aladdin.
He's got a sword! Hey, you idiot! We've all got swords!
That's it. See, right now, just the monkeys have the swords in Texas. Just the bad guys. They're the only ones wielding, like, the guys that aren't supposed to, like the Virginia Tech shooter. He somehow had, like, what did he have? He had, like, a Kalashnikov. It had AK-47. The guy was loaded with ammo. And he took out however many students he took out. People died. you idiot, we've all got swords. That's exactly what it should be. The only way you beat a bad guy with a gun is to have more good guys with guns. And guess what? When you have more good guys with guns, the number of bad guys that are willing to use their guns go down. And that's what Texas saw when it became an open carry state. They're just applying their state law to the campus university. That's all they're doing. But you want a really safe state where the likelihood of you getting assaulted violently is really low? State of Texas is it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, let me try to finish up a little bit of business here because I knew this was going to happen. Line one, Gino's calling from the Bronx listening to AM 970. Hello, Gino.
It's the wall. Let me straighten out the Danny the Dillweed dunce cap, dummy crap moron from Tampa Bay, Florida. He's recalling an event that happened a month ago. That's how much inside his brain, what's left of it, I'm still taking space rent-free. But anyway, suffice it to say, the good old Danny boy, he lives in Florida. He's got similar laws there. Whether he carries or not is not the point. And it's not the point about what Texas says. Here in New York City, we have the most restrictive gun control laws on the face of the earth.
Yep.
I, as a former probation officer, as a former trained peace officer who had firearms training, I can't carry a gun within the five boroughs of New York City. But I can move to Texas, I can move to Florida, I could go to the Carolinas tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow, I could get a gun carry permit. That's where the real tragedy lies with our gun laws. If it's all a matter of luck and where you can afford to live. I can't afford to escape from the Bronx. Unfortunately, I'm stuck here for the rest of my miserable life. But at least in 2008, the Supreme Court of the United States, in the Heller case, said, we all have a right to at least possess a firearm.
Yep.
If they would have allowed the Fort Hood people to have defended themselves against that mongrel who's a traitor who is still drawing breath, if they would have been allowed to carry on a military base, no less, that bastard would not be alive today, and 13 of our treasured people in the military would be alive and well,
yeah,
and their families wouldn't be mourning their loss. So, again, I may not be a total advocate for the Second Amendment when it comes to carry. You should have no criminal record. You should have no violent background. You should have no mental history.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of...
That then he-